It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino.
That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
You are listening to Sean Harrison on Amp Live Talk Radio, a place for amputees and those dealing with limb loss. The views expressed on the show by the host, co-hosts, and guests are their own. Always seek medical advice from a licensed medical professional.
And welcome, guys, to another show. I'm a little early. How early am I? Just a little bit. I'm a little early because I'm trying to get my show done a little bit early because I got some stuff I gotta do. So welcome. I am still, yes, in the process of trying to get my office sorted. So you guys are getting to see my office in a stage to where things are not quite done. So we've got things going on. So hopefully by the next time you see my face, I will have some of this stuff sorted. But the show must go on. Hello, Brian. Welcome. Thanks for tuning in. Sorry that I haven't been able to do this, but most of you guys don't know. We moved into a new house, and I have never seen more boxes in my entire life, so I'm tired of dealing with boxes, man. I'm maxed out on boxes. But I did want to do a show because I think it's just important with some of the stuff that I do. I'm coming across some really interesting topics as I'm helping people deal with limb loss, as we discuss various issues. Brian, also put up there where you're from, buddy. We might have some new people tuning in tonight, and I wanted to give them an idea of where everybody tunes in from. So I wanted to do this show tonight, and as you can see, if you're looking at the title of the show, it is called, this is part of my What to Expect series. So I should put that in there. I'm going to type that in there tonight so we document this, but I did one of these before, and I never went back to it. So when I was reviewing some of my shows, I saw that I did one of these, and I never went back to another one. So What to Expect series, and tonight's show is talking about loss. So, and we talk about that quite a bit, you know, when we get into stuff, coping with loss and grieving and different things like that. But tonight is coping with loss, and I'm typing this in so we can document this, so when I look back, I know I did another show in this series of talks that we're dealing with loss. And I think that's such a touchy, tricky subject when we talk about loss. It's really hard because people are at different places when we're talking about loss. For instance, I have people who are new amputees that are dealing with loss, and then I have people who are thinking about doing an amputation, and they're trying to process loss. So there's dealing with it, there's processing it. I wanted to touch on this again because I think it's such an important issue and topic to address for amputees and for their family members. So let's get on with the show. Thanks for putting up with me and my introductions and everything. And yes, you'll see all the stuff behind me. I tried to turn it to where you didn't see everything. Hopefully we'll have a better scenery in the background. And then again, that might just be it. I got a smaller office here. I'm your host. Welcome to Amp Life Talk Radio, the podcast, another show that we're doing tonight. And this show is for you if you're an amputee or a caregiver or a family member of an amputee. What's the show all about? Living with limb loss. We want to help people understand that living with limb loss can be challenging. You probably have a lot of questions and concerns and can feel alone during this process. Well, my name is Sean Harrison. I'm an amputee, certified peer visitor, certified through Amputee Coalition of America and Empower. I'm the host of this show. I will be your guide through this process, and having someone with you along this walk, this path, this journey, I find is a lot easier as you become acquainted with living with limb loss and the new you. Empowering amputees to reach their full potential through communication, education, and inspiration is what this show is all about, my friends. So, Amp Life Talk Radio is the talk show. I like putting that in there. The talk show for amputees and those affected by limb loss. If you're an amputee, I want you to know something. You are not alone. Now, tonight, we're talking about coping with loss, and this is going to be a quick show. I jotted down some notes, and I don't want to beat a dead, you know, I don't want to beat a dead horse. This is a topic everybody's probably heard about, but I tried to look at it from a different perspective tonight to really kind of give you a different way to look at things. How do people react to sudden misfortune, loss, amputation, tragedy, traumatic experiences? Well, to be honest, there is no simple answer, since we as individuals and our reactions are vary depending on the numerous factors in our lives, because it's what makes us so different and unique, each and every one of us. While loss and grief can occur at any stage in our life and beyond, you may find facing more challenges with the finality of loss, grief. In our hearts, we all know that death is a part of life. Death gives meaning to our existence because it reminds us of how precious life is. The same can be said about limb loss. Our knowledge of human variation is greater for some kinds of misfortune than for others. For example, bereavement, especially loss of a spouse, has attracted more research attention than that of limb loss. This loss that we're talking about can be seen in change. So tonight, when I talk about loss, I'm really looking at it from a different perspective. Change. Brian, to answer your question, your leg. But we're really looking at it from how I think most amputees really see it. It's a change. Loss for us, when we lose a limb, that's a big change in our life. A huge change for us. Loss equals change. So like I said tonight, I don't want to beat over something that we've all heard again. I took loss and I'm looking at it from a different perspective. And I think one of the biggest things I see and I hear when I talk with people about this is change. More people describe change than they do loss when we're talking about amputations. How it affects them and their life. It is intuitively obvious that too much change will put a strain on people. It's obvious. For some, this can lead to severed or severe physical and mental disturbances. I think one of the things I see the most when I'm dealing with people with limb loss, especially new people and those that are trying to make the decision, is helplessness and inadequacy. That's a big change for somebody in their life. It affects a lot when we're talking about that. The way change affects our physical state is evidently through its effects on our mental state. The emotional reaction associated with change is, first of all, an arousal. And what I mean by that is when I talk to some people and they're going through limb loss or they've been through a traumatic experience, their loss, it's almost like they're in a euphoria, this neutral state, where they may develop either a positive or negative feelings towards what they're dealing with. Some people come in, oh, I got this. I'm going to handle this. Man, it's not going to affect me. And there's other people that are just blown away. They're trying to still figure out what happened, how they're going to even deal with the next day. We typically do, Brian. It takes time when you're dealing with the loss of your leg. It can take up to 5 years to really process the grief and loss, and more than anything, that change. And that's why I wanted to give you a different perspective on it, because when we look at it from a change perspective, it can get very interesting how we can help ourselves. So, Brian, think of what you're going through when you say, I'm still dealing with the loss of my leg. Let's look at the changes that is put in place to our life, how we're going to deal with those, what has really changed, and how we're going to adapt to those changes. The instinctive reaction for animals when they go through a traumatic event is to fight, flight, or fright. You know, I know a lot of people thought that was the human reaction, but that's not. That's animals. Animals tend to have that reaction. This is typically seen when we look at animals, fight, flight, or fright. The fight reaction is associated with the anger and aggression of an animal. Flight corresponds to the fear and anxiety. Fright is the reaction of an animal that freezes, plays dead in the face of uncomfortable danger. Now, humans, on the other hand, the corresponding human emotions seem to be more of numbing apathy or despair and depression, which are all characteristic or characterized by helplessness. Aggression, which is a short-term reaction, which cannot be sustained for very long. I've met a lot of angry amputees, and to be an angry amputee is very tiring. It drains you. The other part of this, once you get past that aggression, is the anxiety and fear. Anxiety and fear, however, can be constantly present. Fear is directed at a specific frightening target to be constantly present. This seems the most likely response to the continued experience of unpredictable and uncontrollable change. Apathy and depression are more likely to be the outcome of a long process, failed attempts to control the stressful situation. So, Brian, when you talk about you don't feel like a whole person, what is it that you feel that is making you not feel like a whole person? Do you have a prosthetic leg or do you not have one? So I'm going to kind of talk to you as I'm doing the show, Brian, because I see some interaction from you, okay? So bear with me. Now, one of the things I want to say is don't fake a smile. When we're talking about change, remember, loss equals change. This change. Don't fake a smile. Things have changed in your life, okay? If you're having trouble coping with change in your life, don't isolate yourself and pretend everything's okay. Pushing those feelings aside or deep down inside is not only ineffective, it will set you up for headache, heartache, some bad stuff later on. Major life changes, even if they are for the best, can still leave a hole in our hearts. Brian, that is a very normal reaction to feel what you're feeling. So don't think that that's, none of us have never felt that. We have to not blame ourselves for what happened. Things happen, and that's just, that's how, mine was a motorcycle accident. Mine was a trauma. So I was doing something. I got hit on my motorcycle. I lost my foot doing something that I love very much. But I'm not going to blame that on me losing my foot. It was an accident. And I think that's sometimes how we have to stop trying to, you know, explain things or understand things. Some things happen, whether it's, you know, medically or just, you know, an accident. You were hit by a car. I was hit by a car. So you just got your leg a week ago. So you're still fresh at this, Brian. You're still new at it. And I think a lot of what's going on with you is processing your emotions right now, because your leg can make you whole. It can give you back something that changed when that change was not having a leg. Now that you've got your leg back, we need to focus on some of the things emotionally that we were going through when we were that time without it. Major life changes, even if they are for the best, can still leave us with a hole in our heart. I wanted to pick up where I left off. You may feel like you could go shopping and drink away all your pains, but it doesn't work that way. At the end of the day, still there. It's not going to fill that hole. I had this talk with myself the other day, thinking about some of the things I did when I was going through my change, my loss. I tried to run away from things. That's what I tried to do. I tried to run away. And you know what happened? When I was done running, tired, and thought I had outran everything, when I stopped and looked behind me, everything was still there. It wasn't until I sat down and really started to deal with my emotions that I got through it. So, grieve what you have lost. It is so important for us to take a moment to grieve what we have lost in order for us to move forward with our new life, in order for us to move forward with the new change that we have. Although people in our culture are very uncomfortable with this conversation about grief, you have to acknowledge, and something's going off in my deal. Oh, I think that's my maintenance guy. Sorry if you guys hear that. I got somebody doing some work at my house here. So scared me. I want to say that. We are very uncomfortable with that. You have to acknowledge and grieve your losses. I want to say that again. You have to acknowledge and grieve your losses. Like I said, I was running from mine, brothers, sisters. I was running, man. I didn't want to face them. But when it came down to it, I had to stop and face what was going on with me. The change in my life, the loss in my life, and really take stake in what was going on with me. And Brian, as you say, you know, disappointed in yourself, not feeling like a whole person. I had to look at me again and see who I am, what I can do to feel like that whole person again, despite the loss, despite this new change in my life. I was still the man I was before all this happened. You still are the man you were, Brian, before all this happened. I want you to think back to your very first encounter with loss. How did you react? Did you stifle at your tears and push the hurt aside? Or did you deal with it? Did you face it? Welcome that grief into your life. You cannot move forward. You cannot push hurt aside. You cannot push tears down. As adults, we tend to still rely on coping strategies that we developed in our formative years before this change or loss. But we may now need to relearn how to cope in ways that match who we have become, Brian. I can say proudly to myself and to anyone, I am an amputee. When we come to grips with that, when we embrace that, we know who we are. We know that we are still the same person. I'm still that same person. I can get up and do stuff. I can still have fun. I can still ride my motorcycle if I want to. I just work too much. So, Brian, my friend, I hope that that said something to you there. If you ignore grief and push it down, you can't live an even a functional life. You can't do it. You will live a narrow emotional life. We have to take those feelings, those emotions, and we have to deal with them. We have to process them. We have to think about them. We all do that, Brian. I find a lot of patients, they try to joke about losing my leg, but deep down inside, it's the same thing. You're trying to cope. We all have been through that. Coping means we have to have an honest conversation with ourselves. One of the things I'm going to say to you, Brian, what I want you to do, which is what I tell a lot of my people that I work with, I want you to start journaling. I want you to get pen and paper. And when you have these moments where you're feeling these things, I want you to write them down and be honest with yourself and your emotions and journal. Every time you have an opportunity to get these feelings, journal. And then we're going to review that journal. We're going to go back over. You can send me a PM message and we'll go through stuff. I'll help you work through that, okay? Just me and you, buddy. So get a pen, pad. We're going to start doing some journaling, Brian. And we're going to learn how we can't ignore grief and push it down. We have to live it. We have to face it. And we have to come to grips with our new change. That's why I say loss equals that change. And when we start to rethink the way we're looking at loss as not loss, but a change, it helps us adjust, because we adjust to a lot of changes in our life, Brian. We adjust to a lot of changes in our life. And that's what we are doing now. That's what you're doing now. You have a change in your life and you need to make some adjustments to it, physically and emotionally. Explore your grief. We need to explore that. That's part of journaling. So what can you do to ease the pain of the losses left behind from this change? What can we do? Well, for me, first thing I did, I changed my attitude. That was the biggest thing I did. I got my attitude in check. You're not going to change a lot with a bad attitude. You're not going to change a lot being negative, Nanny. You got to be optimistic and positive, brothers and sisters. That is the first step. Embrace, I'm going to say it again, embrace the pain and explore the grief. Embrace the pain and explore the grief. If friends asked you how you're doing, don't just say everything's fine or joke about it. Let them know. I have my good days. I have my bad days. There's days when I feel like I don't want to get out of bed because I don't have a foot. But then I stop and I think to myself, if I don't get out of bed, I don't get to enjoy life with my friends and family. Adjusting to the change. Accepting the change. Admit that you're struggling. Seek support. That's what this show is all about. Just like what I'm doing with Brian right now, I'm trying to be good support to him. I say one of the things that is probably going to help the most is speak to someone about the grief that you're having. If you have an opportunity to speak to a counselor, you know, one-on-one, that would be good. If you don't, you can always contact me. That's what I'm here for. Meditate. Meditation. And not meditation like I expect you to get into a yoga pose and start doing, you know, meditation. My meditation is I get up every morning early, you know, before work. I have at least 3 or 4 hours. And I put on, I like classical music. And I get myself prepared for my day. Mentally, I start thinking about positive things. Most of you see me posting some of these positive things. I find that that helps put me on the right page to go out and do what I do. Nobody wants me showing up to an appointment to see them, to talk to me, the amputee guy, and I'm all Mr. Doom and Glooms. They want me to be bubble gums and, you know, unicorns. So I have to prepare myself mentally every day to go out because my life has changed. But how do I do it? I meditate on how I feel about what I have lost and how appreciative I am for what I still have. Gratitude, you've heard me talk about that. In every bad, there is good. You have to find it, though. And realize that losing something doesn't have to signal an end. Grief and loss enables us to understand your life in a new way. And that changes the way you see yourself in the world. Ends are also transitions to new experiences. And yes, Brian, COVID is keeping us locked down, brother. But there's ways to do it. There's definitely ways to do it. So I will try and come up with some good resources because I know that's one of the things that's probably got a lot of amputees going through. It's going crazy not being able to get out and do different things. So I'll work on some of that and try and put some stuff up. So I know I see a lot of my buddies still out hiking and getting out and doing stuff. So that's one thing I will say. Still get up and get outside. Social distance, and do stuff. Get the sun in your face. Sunshine is good medicine. Part of the problem is that we tend to associate the words loss and grief with death. And that's why I did not want to focus on loss tonight. I want to focus on change. Loss equals change. Change is not an ending. Change is a transition to new experiences. Change is exciting. Change can be fun. But every person is a griever of something. And there is absolutely nothing wrong with being a griever. We need to grieve our losses, but we don't need to stay there. Grief experience will dissolve, while grief unexpressed will last indefinitely. Let me say that again. Grief experience will dissolve, while grief unexpressed will last indefinitely. We must face our grief and deal with it, meditate on it, figure it out. See the things to be grateful for in our lives as we transition through this change. And last but not least, I want us to focus on the long-term benefits, not the short-term, of choosing to amputate versus saving a limb. Because a lot of us have to make that decision. A lot of us don't. But what's important is to focus on the long-term benefits, not the short-term. Short-term, I lost my foot. Long-term, I'm getting a prosthetic. I can still walk. I can still go do things. I'm alive. So, a quick power talk tonight with you guys on coping with loss, or as we say, coping with change. Every loss is unique to each and every one of us because we are in unique individuals personally. So remember that. The way I deal with it, the way I process it, may not be the same for you. But one thing is true. We all must face the changes. This means there is no prescribed way of getting through the grieving process. The emotions associated with grief can fluctuate, recede, intensify without warning or expectation. As most amputees say, it's a roller coaster ride. And it is, my friends. It is. My hopes, prayers, and thoughts for you all is that you find a way in your life to deal with this change. Keep in mind, I didn't say loss. This change in your life. Find the positive. Look at the long-term perspective. And grieve, my brothers and sisters. Grieve. Don't hold it all in. Don't try and be John Wayne and be tough. I cried, 6'6", 250 pounds. I cried like a baby. But I came to grips with my change. I learned to adapt to my change. Nobody's to blame. Nobody's to blame. We all go through things in life, ups and downs. Okay? So, guys, I want to thank you for tuning in for another episode of Amp Life Talk Radio. I would like to thank everyone for supporting the show, to show me a little love and support. I hope the information that you found here tonight is useful. Please leave me comments on my Facebook page. If you're looking or if you're listening to the show over on Spreaker, if you leave me comments, I do try to comment back. And we do have some things coming up. I'll be getting into some of the things that I'm getting into. There's a lot of stuff that I'm venturing out into. And some of you saw the t-shirts. I have my t-shirt machine over here to my right. We are going to be pumping out some t-shirts. So support us and buy a couple shirts. And then when I do some of my live call-in shows, you will have an opportunity to win a t-shirt. So, and I have a few people that are going to get their first t-shirts on me because I promised you some t-shirts long ago. When I get those hot off the press, I'll actually have them here on air, and I will call you out and get you one of those t-shirts. Brian, my brother, hang tough. Shoot me a private message. Let's chat offline. If I can help you, I'd be happy to help you deal with your new journey as a new amputee in this awesome, wonderful life here, man. Okay? So, look on the site, Brian. I think Amp Nation might have some up. And if you look back in some of our posts, I posted some on Amp Life Talk Radio. So check them out. They're actually pretty cool because they have Amp Life Talk Radio on the back. And when you order one of those shirts, you get the listener number. Of course, me, I'm going to get number one. But for every shirt that's printed, you get in sequence, you're going to see which listener you are. So the sooner you order, the better. You could be listener number two or listener number three or listener number four and so on. So if you order a shirt, you will get your listener number. And when you tune into the show, you always need to put your listener number up so people know where you're at on Amp Life Talk Radio as one of my listeners. Check us out on Instagram. I'll try and get a little bit more busier on that page. I'm going to start doing some motivational walk and talks. So I got my GoPro set up, and I'm going to be doing some hiking and walking, and I'm going to take you along with me, and I'm going to be doing some inspirational talks as I do some of my workouts. Stay tuned, guys. I appreciate the support. And for those of you that have supported us all along, remember, Spreaker.com is where you can get the show live. We're also on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, iHeartRadio, pretty much just about all the platforms out there. I appreciate you guys. And thanks for tuning in to another episode of Amp Life Talk Radio.
You are listening to Sean Harrison on Amp Life Talk Radio, a place for amputees and those dealing with limb loss. The views expressed on the show by the host, co-hosts, and guests are their own. Always seek medical advice from a licensed medical professional.